The McLaren Health Plan phone line. Tim Watkins served as Michigan State Mental Health Deputy and Director from 1983 to 1990. He was the State Superintendent of Schools from 2001 through 2005. He's a United States China Business and Educational Consultant and remains engaged in mental health and other public policy issues in the state and globally. And he's on the other end of our line. Tom, how are you?
I'm wonderful this morning, Tony. Good to talk to you.
Appreciate you being on the program this morning. Interesting topic when we talk about helping and finding help for autism and autistic children, especially. But many have complained that there are no mental health securities in this legislation, several pieces that are here in the state, and I know that you don't think that's right.
Well, let's first commend Lieutenant Governor Brian Kelly for his leadership in moving the issue for need for autistic children and their families forward. This is a positive thing and very helpful. But as you pointed out, and as I wrote in the Dome magazine this week, www.domemagazine.com is a free policy magazine that people can acquire. But as I point out, there's a lot of other mental health issues for children and families that are suffering in the very same ways that need to be met. And for 15 years, legislators have introduced what is referred to as mental health parity law, and it's languished. And so, people are very happy for the legislation that's passed to help children with autism and their families, but they're saying, what about us? And so the next step that people like Mark Reinstein from the Mental Health Association and the spokesperson for mental health parity are asking is for the Governor Snyder and the legislature to pick up and pass this bill that has been sitting in the legislature for over a decade and a half.
Why do you think legislators overlook and disassociate themselves from the mental health portion that could be added to this bill?
I think historically there's been stigma attached to mental health. I mean, it's one of those things that that affects far too many, just about every family across this great state, but something that people don't like to talk about, an uncomfortable issue. The second is the cost of providing. Anytime you add something else, people are fearful that it's going to drive up costs. And in Michigan, we're only one of, I think, seven states that hasn't passed this legislation. I mean, Michigan, who has historically been known, going back from Democratic and Republican governors and legislators, and over the years, have been a progressive state in meeting the needs of some of our most vulnerable. But they haven't stepped up to provide mental health parity. Again, we're only one of seven states that haven't done so thus far.
Tom, you write that healthcare insurers pay for mental health treatments and medications based on an individual's coverages defined by their policy, but often any depth of psychotherapy or rehab for drug or alcohol abuse is not covered. A mental health parity law would establish that, you believe.
Yeah, it would. And, you know, it's not just me. And one of the things that I wrote about in this Dome article is really talking to the experts. Former state senator, majority floor leader, and Beth Hammerstrom, who's now an advocate and serves as the board president of the Michigan ARC, the Association of Retarded Citizens. She's been pushing for this bill and calls for it and speaks very eloquently in her quote in the Dome magazine article. Others like Elmer Serrano, the executive director of the Michigan Association of Protection and Advocacy, whose job designated by the federal government and state government to advocate on behalf of people with special needs, people with mental illness, developmental disabilities. They have been in the trenches calling for these changes that are long overdue. And we're hoping that the leadership that Lieutenant Governor Brian Kelly provided on the issue of autism and Governor Snyder's provider on others can be harnessed, and that people can get together, as Governor Snyder likes to say, with a relentless positive action, with a dog, ear, or sense of urgency. and address the needs of families with other mental health issues that have been languishing in the state legislature.
Tom, insurers say that it's too costly to provide these services. How would you respond to that?
Well, certainly the insurance industry is going to push back on things which they don't see as good for them. But at the end of the day, the governor and the legislature certainly has a responsibility to balance what the insurance industry are saying to the health and needs of our children, all of our children across the state, and the family. We know when people go untreated that there's significant cost not only to them as a family, but to us as society. I think a lot of us remember that old oil commercial that says, you can pay me now, or you can pay me later. A child that goes untreated for depression, manic depression, schizophrenia, and the like is not going to be a child that's going to have much of a future tomorrow without help, and it's going to be a cost not only to themselves, their family, but all of us in society for longer-term hospitalization. The costs don't go away. The question is how we're going to spread those costs as an appropriate society to meet the needs of our children and families across this great state.
Hey, Tom, this is James. I was just wondering, you can correct me if I'm wrong, but isn't part of the legislation to put in a cap of less than 1% on the increase in premium costs of the mental health parity? So even if it did reach a certain plateau of 1%, wouldn't it cancel it out?
Yeah, there's been talks of a number of ways in order to address the needs. And one of the things I think the Governor Snyder has done an exceptional job of is bringing people together rather than having everybody stand like we have on this issue for the past 15 years in their respective corners pointing fingers. Let's bring people together, people from the Mental Health Parity Coalition, people from the insurance industry, people from the left and the right, and see if we can't find a sensible solution to move forward in a positive way to address this need. Certainly, we always have to balance things out from an economic and a societal point of view, but James, there are a number of ways I think that we can get there if you put sensible people together.
Tom, what's the MPP, the Michigan Partners for Parity?
What it is the organization, the mental health advocacy organizations that have come together to make their voice that much stronger. So rather than advocate for just this one particular disability or this one particular illness, they're all forming a coalition to advocate together so that all of our children's needs will be met. Again, to a person in the mental health advocacy community, they were happy and pleased with the leadership of the Lieutenant Governor on pushing for autism, but they're just saying there's still more children, more families that are suffering and need the help and leadership of our governor and our legislature to make sure their children's needs are met as well.
But bottom line is, from your perspective, mental health disorders need to be addressed because sooner or later we're going to end up paying one way or another. And if you look at the positive impact on society, it would be a good thing.
Absolutely. And one of the positive things that have been there is even I remember being kind of shocked and pleased in hearing Governor Snyder on the campaign trail talking about this issue, and he truly understands the issue of prevention, of treatment, and from a humanity standpoint, but also from an economic standpoint. So I'm hopeful that the governor will be able to focus on this issue. And, you know, right now I know he's got a number of balls up in the air and trying to address it, but people in the advocacy community are chipping away and standing up for the needs of their children and making sure that all of our families' needs are addressed in this great state.
You can read Tom Watkins' piece at domemagazine.com. Tom, thanks so much.
It's always good to be with you, Tony. Thank you.
650.